Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this evening that you are the God of all flesh. We're thankful, Lord, that you have bestowed so much love and so many blessings upon us, for you have given us this day, this opportunity at life once more. Lord, we are thankful for our ability to hear the gospel message this evening. Pray, Lord, as we listen to those truths that Brother Hamilton will proclaim, we pray, Lord, that our heart be pierced, that we be pricked in such a way, Lord, where your word moves us to respond with obedience. We pray, Lord, for those listening, that there be some who need to hear this message, that perhaps they've fallen away from the truth, perhaps they've never obeyed the gospel. We pray, Lord, that the word is powerful this evening, that they may understand thy good and perfect will, but also understand what is required of them to be saved. Lord, we are thankful for the church of Christ, the church that your son purchased with his own blood. We are thankful, Lord, for Jesus, our Savior, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Lord, we look forward to the day that he would return to take us home into glory, Lord, or we will spend eternity with you in heaven. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Colonia. We're grateful tonight to have each and every person on the call. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're a very honored and distinguished guest of the audience. We pray now that you would take your Bible and open them up and pay attention to the things our speaker was talking about tonight, and particularly pay attention to the things as it pertains to saving your soul. People are dying every day, y'all. This COVID-19, God is reminding us that people are going to die. But Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come, my friends. So tonight, we got a great speaker that's going to tell us God's word. He's going to tell us what the Bible says about the truth making us free. Please pay attention to him. In the person of Brother Frank Hamilton. Brother Frank Hamilton is a good friend of mine and a homeboy as well. And I'm also saying to you tonight that he's an elder and a pulpit minister of the Thomas Boulevard Church of Christ in Port Arthur, Texas. So at this time, we ask Brother Frank to come on. And Brother Frank, will tell us, what does the Bible say about the truth making us free? Y'all pay attention now.
First and utmost, I want to thank God for another opportunity to share his word tonight on this great platform. And secondly, I would like to also thank Brother Tommy Brooks and the leadership team at the Highland Heights Church of Christ for their insight in creating such a platform to spread the gospel of Christ. I am blessed to have known Brother Brooks for a number of years. He and I go all the way back to Hemp Hill, where we finished high school in Hemp Hill, Texas. Our families have been connected for a long time, and we go a long way back. I want to say welcome to our listening audience tonight, to my brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. I bring you greetings from the Thomas Boulevard Church of Christ in Port Arthur, Texas, where I am privileged to serve as a minister and a gracious leadership team that I work with, and a loving and supporting church family. It's such a joy and a privilege. And last but not least, I am honored tonight also to say thanks to my personal family, my lovely wife Flora for about 50 years, and my three children and my grandchildren. My task tonight is to speak on the topic, what does the Bible say about the truth making us free? My scripture text tonight will come from St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 31 through 36. Friends, I don't know what or how you feel about freedom, but freedom is an invaluable commodity. While in America, I want to feel freedom, but even more importantly, I want to have freedom in Christ Jesus. One of the greatest tragedies in this world is the failure to know the truth. This is true in regards to your first personal family history and also your religious conviction. Sadly, many of us have gone through years of life in darkness regarding to our personal families as well as our religious family. Tonight I will address the religious perspective in regards to what the Bible says about the truth making us free. A huge and humongous challenge facing the religious world tonight is that too often many of us are willing to compromise the truth for what is, number one, comfortable, and also for what is popular. It is my objective tonight to speak to you the truth in love. It's my desire, first and most of all, that God will be glorified and that you, the listening audience, will also be encouraged to have a closer walk with God. Truth is an invaluable attribute in this Christian walk. I believe tonight that truth matters. Too many of us are pulled in many directions by various forms of teaching and changes in this religious world. Satan is playing tricks on us, and he has believers all over the place, all in the name of Jesus. But I contend tonight that we ought to let the Bible speak about the truth making us free. Early in the ministry of Jesus, he spoke to his followers, those who believed him, and he made this bold and profound statement. Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. So based on that topic tonight, what does the Bible say about the truth making us free? First of all, discipleship is contingent upon one abiding in the word of God. Jesus clearly reveals that his followers would stay or abide in his word. That's why he says, if you abide in my word. So it tells me tonight that I have a choice in the matter. If I abide in the word, I can have freedom. If I abide in God's word, God can set me free. So Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And I believe tonight that many of us in the religious world, we want to be saved, but we choose not to abide in God's word for direction and guidance. And I say tonight, you choose for yourself. But like Joshua, I choose to follow the Lord. Joshua said it clearly, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," Joshua 24:15. But I stop by to encourage you tonight that you must abide and remain, stay faithful in the word of God. Your discipleship is contingent upon one abiding in the word of God. There is no compromising the truth. You cannot compromise the truth for what is not true or what makes you feel comfortable or what makes you happy. Your freedom is contingent tonight upon you abiding in God's word. Listen to the words of Jesus in John 12:47-48. Jesus says, "If anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." And then Jesus says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken," Jesus said, "will judge him in the last day." So I tell you with all the love in my heart tonight, there is no compromising in the last day. We will be judged by the Word of God, and that's why it's important that we abide in the Word of God if we want to be free. Second of all, tonight I tell you there is no negotiating the truth. You cannot negotiate the truth of God for what makes you feel comfortable. Listen what Solomon says in Proverbs 23 and 23. Listen, Solomon says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And I believe tonight that there is no way that we can justify negotiating the truth for what makes one comfortable or what makes one happy. Let me, if you will, share with you tonight an African proverb, a parable about negotiation. The story goes that a hunter went to the safari to hunt for bear. And upon spotting a large bear, he raised his rifle and took careful aim at the large bear. And when he was about to pull the trigger, the bear spoke to him soft and with a soothing voice and said, "Isn't it better to talk than to shoot? What do you want? Let us negotiate the matter." The story goes that, lowering his rifle, the hunter replied, "I want a fur coat." And then the bear says, "That is negotiable. Let's compromise this matter." And then the bear says, "I only want a full stomach. So let us negotiate and compromise." And the story goes that they sat down and negotiated. And after a long while, the bear walked away alone. The negotiations had been successful. The bear had his full stomach, and the hunter had on his fur coat. Now you decide who won that compromise. But I want to encourage you tonight, as we look into God's word, that we never, ever compromise the truth for a substitute of something that will only make me feel good in this life. Let me tell you, number two, that your identity tonight is revealed through abiding in God's word. John 8 and 31, the Bible says, "Also, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Jesus says, "You are my disciples if you abide in my word." Tonight, your identity is revealed through you abiding in God's word. Let me tell you, followers of Christ are known by their fruit. Look with, if you would, to Matthew chapter 7 and verses 15 through 20. Jesus writes in Matthew, records, and he says, "You will always know a tree by its fruit." Jesus taught and says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Then Jesus says in verses 16, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit." And then the Bible says, "Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And then Jesus says again, therefore, by their fruits you will know them. And I believe tonight that Jesus is saying to us, you are identified by your fruits. Your identity, your religion, what you practice, what you preach, what you teach is identified not necessarily always by what you say, but by what you do. You know a tree by the fruit that it bears. I want to tell you tonight, brothers and sisters, not only do you know a tree by its fruit, but followers of Christ are also identified by the love that they share with one another. Jesus writes and says in John 13 and 34 and 35, Jesus says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So I tell you tonight that not only are we known by the fruit we bear, but we are also, our identity is also revealed by the love that we share with one another. So second of all, again, your identity is revealed through you abiding or staying in God's word. Number three, I want to tell you tonight that freedom comes through knowledge of the truth. Jesus says again in John 8 and 32, the first part, he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. These are revealing words that Jesus says, that you know the truth and the truth will make you free. Freedom comes by you knowing the truth of the word of God. Knowledge. My brothers and sisters, my family, my friends, tonight, knowledge of the truth is one thing that sets you apart from the rest. In Jesus' prayer in John 17 and 17, Jesus says to his Father, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth, John 17 and 17. So I tell you tonight, your lifestyle, your method of worship will set you apart by the truth. And I believe tonight the greatest identifier of what you believe comes from the truth of the word of God. That's why Jesus says, sanctify them, set them apart by your truth. God's word is truth. Knowledge of the truth comes through my family, my friends, my brother and sister in Christ. It comes through a diligent study of God's word. Listen to the words that Paul emphasized to Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul says, and I encourage every listener tonight, Paul says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And I tell you tonight, too many of us have not experienced freedom in Christ because we have not sought freedom through God's word. It is so important tonight that we have a diligent effort, make every effort to make sure that you study to show yourself approved before God. Tonight, freedom comes, Jesus says, you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And tonight I want to encourage you to make sure that you study God's word diligently to make sure that you have and can only find truth in Jesus. Number four, not only does freedom come through knowledge of the truth, but it's nothing but the truth that will make you free. John 8 and 32 again, Jesus says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. The truth comes through Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, if you're going to be saved, and if you really want the truth, it only comes through Jesus. Listen what John records in John 1 and 17. John says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 1 and 17. The truth will make you free. And the truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus is truth. Listen what John says in John 14 and 6. Jesus says, I am the way. And not only is he the way, Jesus says, I am the truth and the life. And I contend tonight that there are many people who have not accepted this freedom because we have failed to accept the truth of God's word. But I want to encourage you tonight with all of my heart that you make sure that you stop long enough to find truth in God's word. And that truth is that Jesus came to this world and died that you can have salvation. Let me kind of wrap this up tonight by sharing with you some good news of the truth. In our lesson in John 8, and beginning verses 31 through 36, when these disciples heard this, they challenged Jesus and said, we are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. And how shall you make us free? Some of us tonight are still ignorant to the fact that we are not free. They didn't understand that they were still under the guilt of their sin and a slave to sin. And tonight, Jesus can set and make you free. The good news about this truth is that the truth that Jesus died so that you and I can be saved. John 3:16, Jesus says, John records, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And tonight, you, if you're listening tonight, you don't have to be lost. There is hope tonight because you can accept the truth that Jesus came to this world and died for your sins. And if you want freedom, you must believe that, because he came to this world, suffered and died for your sins. If you would, take your Bible, and I want to share with you what Paul says to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in the first four verses. The Bible records, and Paul says, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which you were also saved. He says also, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And not only did he die for our sins, but Paul also says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I don't know about you, church, but family, friends, tonight, it does my heart well to know that Jesus loved me enough to come to this sinful world while I was still in my sin and demonstrate his love by dying on Calvary. Good news tonight is that wherever you are, whatever you are facing tonight, if you are still lost in your sins, Jesus can set you free tonight. You can be set free because the blood of Jesus sets you free. Listen, but the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 7, Paul says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his glory. I'm so glad tonight that the blood of Jesus cleansed me, redeems me of all my sins. And we sing a song sometimes that says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I tell you tonight, you can be set free from your sins by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus not only can set you free, but the blood of Jesus also purchased the church of Christ that I speak to you tonight about, and you ought to be a member of the church of Christ. The Bible says, Acts 20 and 28, Paul reminded the church at Ephesus, take heed to yourselves and to also the flock of which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his blood. I'm glad tonight that the church of Christ that Jesus promised to build, that he purchased that church with his blood. And if you want freedom tonight, you gotta be a member of the blood-bought church of Christ. The Bible records from Matthew, says in Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus says to Peter, and I say also to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You tonight can be a part of the blood-bought church of Christ, and you can have freedom that you will never experience in the denominational world, that you will never experience unless you are a member of the blood-bought church of Christ. You can be a member of that church if you're willing to hear it and understand that he died for your sins. If you hear that and you're willing tonight just simply to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus says, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. And John records, John 8, if you die in your sins, Jesus says, where I am, unfortunately, you cannot come. My friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ tonight, if you want real freedom, you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And not only must you believe that, you must also be willing to change your sinful ways. If you have not been following the truth of what the Bible says about your salvation, or what it says about the church that you're a part of, tonight, if you're willing to change your life and commit your life to Christ, you too, my brothers and sisters, you too, my friends, can have freedom. Jesus tells us in Luke 13 and 3 and verses 5, unless you repent, you will also perish. There got to be, there must be a change of your mind that will cause your behaviors to change. And I say tonight, if you want freedom, you've got to change your lifestyle. You've got to change your way of living. The Bible says in Acts 17 and 30, that at one time, God overlooked ignorance, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent. And if you want salvation tonight, you've got to repent of your sins, and you must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus says, if you confess me before men, I will also confess you before my Father in heaven. But Jesus also says, Matthew 10 and 34, if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father in heaven. I beg you tonight, you ought to hear and believe that He died for you. You must be willing to change your life through repentance and confess Him to be the Son of God. And if you have not been baptized into the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, tonight, you ought to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2 and 38, men and brethren, what shall we do? The Bible says that Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness or the remission of your sins, and He will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And tonight, you do not have to be lost. You can experience freedom. In our text in John 8 and verses 36, Jesus says, if the Son, the S-O-N, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I beg you tonight, I plead with you tonight, if you want real freedom, you can find it in Christ Jesus. But if you want it, you got to stay, you've got to continue, you must abide in God's word, allow your identity to be known through God's word by how you live and by what you practice in your worship. I beg you tonight to give your life to Christ. I plead with you, if you're not a member of the blood-bought Church of Christ, tonight you need to find your way to somebody who invited you on this program tonight. Or you call any of us, the Highland Heights Church, and they'll tell you what you need to do tonight. Thank you for listening to this message. And I pray to God that you receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. Thank you for listening. And now I turn this service back over to Brother Tommy Brooks and the Highland Heights Church of Christ. God bless you.
Frank, thank you. I am so grateful for the message tonight, and I just thank you, and I'm encouraged for the fact that from my hometown, men like yourself and others, we got some sound preachers from Hempel, Texas, a little small town, southeast Texas. And Brother Frank, we appreciate you so very much, for many don't understand the basic truths that you've talked about tonight. And to our listening audience, if you're on the call tonight, understand what Brother Frank has said. The freedom that comes with obedience to the gospel is knowing that the Bible is right 100%. And if you obey the truth, you got to obey what the Bible says. And so we encourage you tonight, if you're on the call, that you will go and think about the things that Brother Frank has said tonight as it pertains to being free from, here's the freedom. The freedom is, you don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to. But you got to believe the Bible. If you believe the Bible, the Bible has the truth in it, and it's very simple. One must obey the gospel, be washed in the blood of the Lamb in baptism. The truth is, to save the in the one church, the Church of Christ. In Hempel, we grew up, most of the people in Hempel were members of the Baptist Church. All these people were wonderful and good people. But the fact is, that's not what the Bible teaches. That's what Frank has said tonight. The Bible teaches that to save the in the Church of Christ, and they must abide by the truth of the doctrine of Christ, which Jesus taught in the New Testament. So that's what, brother, that's why I asked him to teach on this message tonight, the truth making us free. Free from what? Free from dying in our sins. So if you believe the Bible, then you will believe in baptism for the remission of sins. You will believe in the one church, the Church of Christ. If you don't believe the Bible, then your belief is flawed, because you cannot believe in Jesus. Listen carefully to me. You cannot believe in Jesus because you never saw him die on the cross. The book called the Bible has the truth. And the truth is what Brother Frank said tonight. You got to obey it, and you must live faithful after you have obeyed it. How do you obey it? By being baptized. If you're on the call tonight, and you say, I've been baptized, but I'm a member of the Church of Christ, that's not the truth. I was baptized, member of the Macedonian Baptist Church in Hempel. However, we pray the sinner's prayer. So tonight is what I'm saying. I'm only building on what he said, because we're from the same hometown. Good people don't go to heaven. It's those who obey God. Y'all listen carefully. You must obey by being baptized according to truth, and the truth will set you free from dying in your sins. And then the Lord will add you to the one church, the Church of Christ. So what do you say, Brother Brooks? I want to be baptized. I've heard many lessons tonight. This has impressed me. I'm encouraged by what I've heard tonight. Okay, then get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them you want to be baptized. You want to be a member of the true church, because that truth will set you free from dying in your sins. Secondly, if you don't, you say, brother, I need more questions. I have more questions. I want more answers. Okay, then go to our website. Look at the website. Listen to Brother Frank's message again. It's on HighlandHeightsCoc.net. That's Highland Heights, coc.net. And I know the recording was, the connection was a little bad tonight, but our staff will clean that up, and you'll have a clear recording, and you'll be able to listen to it again. So go back and listen to it. And then if you have questions, go ahead and email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwide. gospelcall@yahoo.com. And we will make sure that we bring a preacher to you, no matter where you are in the United States or wherever you're listening from. We will get someone to you, and they will teach you the basic truth, and you can be baptized. We'll find a congregation. We'll find a church. We'll find a preacher. We'll find everything you need to get you washed in the blood of the Lamb. However, if you don't believe truth, then the truth will never set you free. But if you believe truth, the truth will set you free. Frank, thank you so much. Not only are you a homeboy, but some good preachers come out of Houston, out of Hempfield, Texas. And I'm thankful to say in our small hometown, thank God that the truth was preached, because my family got to hear the truth. It was Frank's father who taught my daddy and introduced him to the truth that will make him free. And I have so much of appreciation for the Hamilton family. Thank you so very much. Tonight, you all, thank you for listening to our visitors, to the audience who are listening. We speak the truth in love. We want you to be saved. It's not, we do this not to embarrass people or put people down, but to say, guess what? Either you're going to believe the Bible or you're going to die believing whatever you believe. The truth is in Scripture. Let us pray, God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessings of life. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord. Lord, Father, you loved us, gave your Son, and it was in the book that tells us that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten. And for that, we are very thankful. And we know your only begotten Son suffered a cruel death and execution on a cross in Calvary, Golgotha, the place of in Jerusalem. We never saw that with our eyes, but it's in this book called the Bible that we develop a belief in Jesus. Not because we saw it, because you gave it to us through the Scripture. So we ask you tonight to be with our visitors, be with those who are not members of the Church of Christ, and help them to understand, to open their eyes to the simple truth as written in the Scripture. Not what mama said, not what daddy said. Pray for our visitors that they will listen. We're teaching them, here's what Jesus said. Here's what the Scripture said that will make them free. We pray for them, Father. We pray for them. We pray for us as we reach out to the nation and to the world, that we never be guilty of adding to your word or taking from it. But we only teach what's written in the Scripture. Thank you for Brother Frank. Thank you for all the speakers across the nation that have joined us on this nationwide gospel meeting. We pray, Father, that as preachers of the gospel, that we'll stick to the truth according to the Scripture. We love you and thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for staying on tonight as we close. I'm excited to announce that we are going through September. Yes, we are. The theme will be, what said the Scripture? Romans chapter 4 and 3. What said the Scripture? And we got some great speakers coming on, and we're so excited to know GBN is joining us, and we will do more things. Some great announcements coming. The flyers will be coming out this week. Our staff, they're doing a great job. Thank you for our staff. Thank you. Please pray for them. There's a lot of work involved in this. But thank you for joining us tonight. And tune in for September, for we will go through September. That's our announcement for tonight. May God bless each of you. Have a good night's rest. That's if you're saved. If you're not saved, maybe you shouldn't sleep so peacefully, because you may not wake up in the morning. But Brother Brooks told you, Brother Frank told you, why don't you obey the gospel so you can have tomorrow night's peace and rest. Good night, everybody. We love you. We speak the truth in love. Good night.